This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all out across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our Border Patrol, and 911 dispatchers for your service to America, and for all of you keeping our country free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, construction workers, and bulk mail centers too, thanks for all that you do to keep America rolling along. Don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of all the different things we have over there for you. And follow us on Facebook at the Captain's America Third Watch, or on Twitter at Captain's America. All righty. Joining us right now from the Edwards Notebook, we have Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We emphasize the two words under God because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, how cold is it up there in Detroit? Because you got all kinds of freeze watches and hard freeze warnings and all that going on up there. Are you? Is it where you're at?
Here in Oakland County, its temperatures are in the upper 30s. Not too bad.
Okay, so you'll probably get a little light frost. But to the north of you, it's the type of stuff that if they got the fruit trees, the buds are out on the fruit trees, they could actually lose some of their crop tonight.
Well, they haven't budded very much because it's been a cooler than usual spring, so there's no danger there.
Okay, now let's talk about something that may be cool as it is right now, but we don't know. That's the U.S. and the China trade talks, because the U.S. and China are going to hold more trade talks as Donald Trump has upped the tariff threat. Now, so far, nothing has transpired. So far, nothing.
Oh, absolutely nothing. But I think when our delegation goes to China, I think they will sign a deal over there. I think this is sort of a face-saving deal for China. You know, the Asians, they're very, very, how should I put this? They're really about saving face. You know, they don't like to be shamed or anything like that. And in my opinion, they should have been, because of the way they backed out of many of the things that they had agreed to originally, and which caused these new tariffs to be slapped on them in the first place. But I think when our delegation goes back over, because they want to hold trade talks in Beijing, I think we will get something done over there.
Right. By the way, here, I got something that's breaking. A U.S. hostage was rescued in operation that leaves two French commandos dead. I'm not sure where this is. It's just coming out of NBC News right now.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Yeah, I need to learn more about that.
Yeah, it just popped up. Maybe during the break I can find something out, but it just popped up here right now in front of me in the form of a news feed. So we'll continue trucking along, but that's big news, and it shows a picture, I think, of the hostage, and then it shows a picture of one of the commandos that probably lost his life. Okay, well, back to where we were here, because certainly, you know, the political climate we're in right now, everything that's transpiring, good Lord, we now have, and by the way, I don't know what this is all about, but Senator Mitch McConnell told the president that there's nothing to be concerned about with Donald Trump Jr. being called to testify in front of Senator Richard Burr's Intelligence Judiciary Committee, in the Senate. He said there's nothing to be worried about.
Well, there should be a bit of concern because, you know, the Democrat, the wannabe, Richard Burr, by making this kind of a move, it should be a bit concerning because, you know, Donald Trump Jr. had already given up to almost 20 hours of testimony, and nothing wrong was found in his testimony and all of that. He's already given up the ghost, so to speak. And for them to call him in again for round two, this is... That is concerning. So I understand why the president would be a bit upset.
Okay, and I'm just hearing from Flip that rescue apparently was 2 days ago, and it looks like we're just finding out the details about it.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not sure. And it must have been Africa when you talk about France, but anyway, that's just a guess. Now, the other thing, you know, with everything that's transpiring here, Jim Jordan is back out there again. You know, Jordan is a guy that, in my opinion, should have been the Speaker of the House.
Amen. Amen to that. Because Mr. McCarthy, while I think he's a bit better than Paul Ryan, we need a fighter, someone who really wants to stand up for the president and for, you know, to push better ideas. I think Jim Jordan is more equipped to do that. McCarthy is more of a status type of guy, doesn't make waves, comes, you know, he shows up once in a while and pops up and says something nice, and he goes back in his little corner somewhere. But you're right, we need someone like Jim Jordan.
Well, McCarthy is he is doing a lot more than the former Speaker of the House did, Mr. Wisconsin Cheese, Paul Ryan, and he actually acted like a piece of cheese from time to time. You know what I mean?
I took rotten cheese.
Yeah, well, no, squeezy cheese.
Yeah.
You know, the soft cheese, squeezy cheese that's, you know, you put your finger in and it squashes. But anyway, I can't find too much fault because he's gone now, so you can't pick on somebody that's not around to defend themselves. But we're going to take a break, and when we come back from the break, folks, Robert Mueller is not testifying next week. Does that mean anything in particular? Probably not. Kathy, tell everybody how to hear us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program is brought to you by David E. Garrett Jewelers. David E. Garrett Jewelers, for over 36 years, David E. Garrett Jewelers has been committed to fine craftsmanship and stellar service. They are a family-owned Christian business that offers an excellent selection of unique jewelry with amazing prices, and they also specialize in one-of-a-kind pieces that are sure to catch anyone's attention. Now, you can visit their website to see what they have to offer. The website is www.davidegarrett, spelled G-A-R-R-E-T-T, davidegarrettjewelers.com, and shop the thousands of available items he has there. Plus, if you have any questions, give him a call at 937-325-3680. That's 937-325-3680 for a more personal shopping experience. David E. Garrett Jewelers, a jeweler you can trust. They are a proud sponsor of the Edwards Notebook and the Captain's America Third Watch. All right, Ron Edwards is with us, and Ron, I got to say a special shout-out and welcome aboard WTKI in Huntsville, Alabama, known as Rocket City, Alabama, AM 1450 and FM 92.9. Welcome aboard, everybody.
Again, welcome aboard. Thanks for joining the captain, and you guys are in for a great ride.
Yep, it's going to be a lot of fun, and we might get a free rocket ride out of it, right?
Again.
All right.
Great
now,
folks down there.
Yep. Now, Robert Mueller is not going to testify next week in front of the Congress, and it was announced by Jerry Nadler. Now, it's assumed that he will testify somewhere along the line, don't know when, but we also have this other situation going on with the president where, and we had a question asked a little while ago about the blanket executive privilege over the unredacted Mueller report that was put out there, which was expended not only on people in the initial inner circle of Donald Trump, but also the Attorney General. Do you suppose he'll impose that with Mueller?
I don't think so, because here's the thing. I hope Mueller does testify eventually. The reason why is because of the cross-examination that would occur when the Republicans question him and the information that could come out as a result of him testifying. I think some very interesting details could be, you know, the Dems are being short-sighted in trying to bring him in. Hopefully they can get information to harm Trump.
To impeach the president. That's exactly what they want to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they want to do. But there's the other side of the story, and other things that can be brought out through cross-examination. So what they may get more than what they're wishing for if they eventually get Mueller to testify.
Okay, well, that would be a good thing. And, of course, I think that I'm not going to say they're going to try to ambush Mr. Mueller, but they're not happy that he didn't exactly do what they thought he was going to do to begin with.
No, no. So, no, but you can't say someone is guilty if you don't have the evidence to prove that they're such. So the Democrats can be as disappointed as they want to be, but the facts are what we should be dealing with, not political ambitions. And when it comes to serious situations like this, so oh well.
Now we'll continue on the political realm for just a second here before getting into some overseas stuff. The Georgia Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams says that she is considering a White House run.
Well, I hope Big Mama does make the run for it. It'll be more comic relief. And just another character in the line of goofy characters in the Democrat side, and just more fodder for political pundits like myself. I hope Big Mama runs.
Think about this for a second. We may not yet have in the race the eventual nominee for the Democratic Party. Think about that for just a second, and you know where I'm going with this.
I do, but man. It's, like I said, I hope Big Mama runs, and, because she's just a bitter beast that just won't shut up. She just thinks that she should have won the Georgia, gubernatorial race, even though she didn't win.
That's because she couldn't get away with the ballot harvesting they were doing. Remember all the ballots? Yep. Mm-hmm.
She thought it should have been handed to her, and, you know.
And every vote needed to be counted. The votes were suppressed because the open ballots boxes were found that weren't sealed. And by the way, whenever you find a ballot box that is not sealed, not one ballot in that box counts.
Absolutely. So,
and that's just the way it is. And she said, well, they suppressed the vote. Those were votes that should have been counted. No.
The cheating. They suppressed the cheating. So run, Big Mama, run.
Okay, and this is Ron Edwards. We're talking to everybody, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you'll be hearing an Edwards Notebook coming up here after the bottom of the hour. Now, the other thing that we should mention right away is Venezuela. Now, Mr. Guaido in Venezuela, who's lost two of his deputies this week, they've been arrested by Maduro's guys. One guy was actually towed away while he was in his car to jail.
Yeah, well, Guaido says that he's going to continue to persevere despite the crackdown. And the only reason that it's being so difficult with this Maduro is because he continues to get a lot of support from Russia, China, Cuba, possibly Iran. And so it's going to be a tough nut to crack. I blame the United States over the past 8 years of showing a weakness, which encouraged all of this in the first place. And so now that the, you know, there's deeply entrenched into that country, and they don't want to let Maduro get out of there. I understand. Looking at, from Russia's standpoint, they've always wanted to be in our hemisphere, in another.
They want
area.
The oil. And by the way, they own the oil.
Well, they not only that, they want to be able to stick it to us, to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be in a position because they have some dirty plans too, especially China as well. And so we need to get all of that out of that garbage out of there. So prayers go out for Guaido and for his people, because Maduro is a wicked beast. And when you have somebody like powerful China and Russia together backing you, it's going to be kind of tough to get them out. It really is.
And we're getting a message from overseas, one of our military units. Good morning, America, from the 356 broadcast detachment. They are over right now in Iraq listening to us.
Good morning. Good
yep,
day to
so
them.
Good morning to them, and thank you very much for chiming in. Yep.
And thank you for your service.
Oh, yeah, all of them. And by the way, this is Armed Forces Week coming up next Saturday. Will be Armed Forces Day, and, of course, Mother's Day coming up on Sunday. Can't forget about the moms. Now, let's talk about Iran, because we have just moved back into the region some Patriot missiles that we had taken out, partially because, again, of what we have in the way of information about what Iran may or may not be planning.
Well, first of all, we should have never taken them out, those Patriot missiles. And I'm glad we're moving them back, and we need to have a show of a mighty show of force. Not just a show of force, but I mean enough to let them know that, hey, if you want to start thumping, we have something to really thump you back with. And
the USS Kearsarge just steamed in behind the USS Abraham Lincoln into the Persian Gulf, and
yes,
they've got a Marine Expeditionary Force on board, about 3,000 strong, along with their aircraft that they have, and that gives additional support and firepower, if you will, to the USS Abraham Lincoln and their carrier task force that's in the region.
And the good news about that is because one thing about the Islamic people is when you show force, and they know that you're showing some real power, eventually they're going to back down. And that's the only way you can deal with those people. The only way is from a position of strength.
Now, one of the things that got us into the movement that we did was it was reported that Iran moved a couple of their ICBM missiles on a barge from shore to the island, the same island base that they used when they came out and intercepted our sailors a few years ago. Remember that?
Yeah.
They came
that.
Out and they took these ICBM missiles and put them with their launchers and set them up there closer to their target, which would be Saudi Arabia and or Israel and or Jordan or wherever they wanted to aim it. And these were the shorter range missiles that they have.
And I think that if they fire one of those missiles off of there, that we should just obliterate that battery of missiles.
Make it into a parking lot.
Real quick, happy Mother's Day to all the great mothers out there.
All right, and we'll talk to you next week. Stay low.
Take care.
All right, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. That's coming right up here right after the bottom of the hour, so don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. It is the weekend edition, and we are broadcasting from our flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida. So don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Subpoenas have been issued by the House for President Trump's tax returns. Democratic Representative Brendan Boyle, who sits on the Ways and Means Committee, tells CNN even the Attorney General must follow the law.
I would be willing to vote in the full House to also find him contempt if he didn't comply with the subpoena. But again, it would be in the best interest of both branches of government, the executive and the legislative, if the Attorney General would follow the law, comply with the subpoena.
The New York Times earlier this week obtained Trump's federal income tax returns between 1985 and 1994, which revealed Trump lost nearly $1.2 billion in his real estate business during that decade, allowing him to avoid paying income taxes for eight of those 10 years. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi hasn't yet set a date for the full House to vote to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress. Democrats still hoping to meet Barr halfway. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that's spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is Wayne Alaruth from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Nat Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program, again, is brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. And for more information about them, plus the opportunity to win a free gun a day giveaway and to become a member, you can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on that USCCA logo that's right there on the home page and find out what membership does for you in the USCCA. All righty, Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook guy, here he comes.
Democrats, have you no sense of decency? Well, I guess that's a pretty dumb question. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, ever since the Democrat Party came into existence, the main focus has been some sort of oppression. Whether it was slavery, Jim Crow, the enactment of laws, regulations, and high taxes, those are your hallmarks. On every major issue ranging from education, religious liberty, parental rights, abortion, border security, health care, medical care, property rights, etc., Democrats only support policies that either inconvenience, cause economic hardship, division, harm to our overall economy, and aiding those seeking to infiltrate and change our republic via the current legal system. Democrats are proudly serving as useful idiots, helping the Muslim Brotherhood and CARE to mainstream women abusing Sharia law throughout our beloved land of liberty. Democrats berate black Americans like Clarence Thomas, Candace Owens, and even yours truly, because like Frederick Douglass, we desire a prosperous America of equal opportunity and decency, not equal results and victimology. I'm Ron Edwards. Join me next time on another page from the Edwards Notebook.
and the Ron Edwards Experience, 12 a.m. Sundays on Talk America Radio Network.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
All righty, and that's Ron Edwards. And don't forget also that you can hear him during the week on Tuesdays and on Thursdays. We have him on the show as well. Now, I mentioned Jim Jordan a lot in that last segment, possible, you know, he should have been the Speaker of the House and all that. That's just my opinion. I believe he would have been much better for the country. That's just me talking. Again, you know, what do I know? Well, not any more than anybody else does. But, you know, he had this to say about the FBI and Jim Comey and whether or not there was a spy or a plant or whatever you want to call them going on. This is pretty interesting stuff. Listen to this.
The FBI doesn't spy. To begin with, the FBI investigates.
You said it's not spying. Why do you think Attorney General Barr used the word spying, which is obviously a word that the president has used as well?
I can't explain it. I mean, the only explanation I can think of is he used it because the president uses it.
There is a former FBI director, James Comey, said a lot last night in that interview, dismissing allegations the FBI spied on the Trump team. The interview coming as the IG is currently investigating what led to the entire Russia matter. Jim Jordan, ranking member of the House Oversight Committee, Republican from Ohio. Sir, good morning to you. Based on what you have heard from him last night, what do you think of what James Comey said there?
Well, we know spying took place. We know two instances. One, they went and got a warrant from the FISA court. The now famous dossier was the basis for that warrant to go spy on the other party's campaign. The dossier was an opposition research document from the Clinton campaign. And they didn't tell the court important facts about the dossier, like who paid for it, the Clinton campaign. Christopher Steele, the guy who wrote it, had was desperate to stop Trump, had communicated that to the Justice Department. So we know they did it that way. And then just last week, New York Times has the report where they planted someone posing as someone else to go after George Papadopoulos, to set him up. So if that's not spying, I don't know what is.
Okay.
And to get in this fight over a word makes no sense.
I'm just looking at the transcript. I don't know if he was asked about whether or not he knew the DNC was paying for the dossier. I do know that Anderson Cooper said, how much work did the FBI do to verify the dossier? To which Comey said, there were a lot of spokes off of that. We didn't know what was true and false, but we were trying to figure out what to make of it. So then, what do you make of that?
Andy McKay told us when we deposed him that but for the dossier, they wouldn't have got the warrants. So the idea that they use it, I mean, Jim Comey's own words, salacious and unverified. Not my words, not Republican words. The director of the FBI, who's been fired, said it was salacious and unverified when they took it to a court, a secret court, to get a warrant to spy on Carter Page, who was associated with the Trump campaign.
All right, here's more. Another question. You think the IG will find nothing inappropriate, Comey? I don't think so, at least not that I know of. What do you know of based on the Inspector General's investigation?
What I know is the last time the Inspector General did a report, he came back and said Andy McCabe, Deputy Director of the FBI, lied three times under oath. So I know that. We'll see what Michael Horowitz brings to us in the next 4 or 6 weeks. I think we'll have that report. We'll see what it says. All I know is he's done good work in the past, and I expect good work in the future.
Yeah. Does your committee have the power to bring back James Comey? Is there a sense that Democrats want to do that? Could that happen?
They haven't talked about that. They've been so focused instead on trying to go after Bill Barr because they know Bill Barr is going to get to the bottom of all this. Remember what Bill Barr said. I said this in Wednesday's hearing on the contempt resolution. Remember what he said when he testified in front of the Senate 3.5 weeks ago. He said spying took place. He said it twice. He said there is a basis for his concern about the spying that happened. And then third, and maybe most importantly, or I guess maybe most frightening, he used two terms that scare me and should scare every American. He said unauthorized surveillance, and he talked about political surveillance. He's going to get to the bottom of that. I think Democrats are nervous about that, and so what do? They attack Bill Barr. They're going to hold him in contempt for following the law, for goodness sake. That's what they're focused on, whether they bring in Comey or Mueller or who.
Speaking of Mueller.
All right, well, Jim Jordan, and again, one of the brightest light bulbs on the block, in my humble opinion. And again, you know, they're going to keep banging this drum. They're going to keep banging, banging, banging. They're not going to stop. And then they wonder why Americans hate the swamp. Then they wonder why Americans hate the swamp. And I'm going to get up on my soapbox here in the final segment, and I'm going to tell you what's going on. But in the meantime, America, and again, our greatest days are still ahead of us. We just are forging along. And the president's tariff tactic with China, in my opinion, is probably the best way to finally make China stop cheating, because they have been cheating for a number of years. They have had an unfair advantage every time they turned around, because not only were they stealing things from us on the Internet, but they were also literally trying to price us into situations where we had to take a loss on a lot of the products we were selling, which is what the tariffs are supposed to be about anyway. But let's not forget that China is not going to go away either. And it's a clear challenge to much of what the U.S. holds dear. And it gives Trump momentum to keep the pressure on China. America also has the upper hand. Trump picked the right moment for this showdown. The U.S. economy is growing. Unemployment's at a 50-year low. In contrast, China's economy is not booming. It's currently growing at the slowest rate in 10 years. They need us worse than we need them. And they're not going to be able to sit there and make a lot of noise. So, as Ron talked about, and as I also think this could happen, when we go to China with the next round of talks that we're going to have, I believe some sort of agreement will be reached when we're in China. Because they need to have an agreement. They can't have this tit-for-tat stuff going on back and forth, costing them an extra $200 billion in tariffs, when all they got to do is make things competitive for the U.S. market so we can compete over there. Why do we want to take a loss in what we do? We don't. Nobody does. Companies can't stay in business that way. Governments can't stay in business that way. Think about all that. By the way, don't forget to check out my friends Dominic's down there in Sarasota, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Dominic's is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road, look for the big old 9-foot-tall red, white, and blue Uncle Sam with the American flag, too. And they also offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. You can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345, and tell them the captain sent you. You'd be glad you did. Okay, final segment of the program coming up. I'm going to tell you why, in my opinion, Americans hate the swamp. We'll go from there. Coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state. until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to blackriflerealestate.com. That's blackriflerealestate.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100. Or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, and now it's time for the beach and boating forecast for all of the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and Tampa Bay. Come on down. The water's just fine, and you'll be able to enjoy it on a Freedom Boat Club boat with 175 locations all across the U.S. of A. But we got the biggest one, the biggest franchise right here, 400 boats, 20 locations in Tampa Bay, Florida. Now, today, it'll be partly sunny. We'll have some afternoon showers, isolated showers. Winds will be about 10 miles to 15 miles an hour with an afternoon sea breeze out of the southeast. We'll have seas about 1 to 2 foot with a light chop. The Gulf water temperature 83 degrees. The bay water temperature is 82. We had our low tide at 2:33 a.m. this morning. Our high tide is coming at 7:04 a.m. Now, there will be isolated showers and thunderstorms predominantly after 3 p.m. today. Mostly sunny with a high here around 90 degrees. And chance of rain today, 20%. Tonight, low around 74. Chance of rain about 20%. Sunday, we'll be up around 90 degrees again. Breezy with a south-southeast wind. Gusts up to 16 miles an hour.
Again, chance of rain 20%, and a chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m. And then coming up Monday, it'll cool off a little bit, 88 degrees. Winds will get a little gustier. Chance of rain that day is going to be 50% as this front that's been moving across slowly finds its way into Florida and brings some of the rain along with it. Now, the numbers of Freedom Boat Club, Tampa Bay, tell an incredible story. When you join the Tampa Bay Boat Club, you have access to over 400 boats. It is the largest fleet of any in the Freedom Boat Club family across the United States of 175 locations. And they now have 20 locations here in the Tampa Bay area, with two more coming to the Villages soon. So those of you listening to us up there in the Villages where you lost your location to a tornado a couple of years ago and the hurricane that we had, you're getting two locations back. Now, you can choose from six different types of boats, including the Cobia Center console that'll take you out into the Gulf quite nicely, the Hurricane Deck boats for a nice little cruise around Tampa Bay or up and down one of the rivers, and the Key West skiffs to check out some of the flat water fishing in the shallow waters. By the way, members, all they do is make a reservation, pack their cooler, and away they go for a day of fun on the water. When you come back, you hand them the key. Walk away, you're done. And your membership gives you reciprocity for use at any of the Freedom Boat Clubs across the United States of America. So go to the website, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, or call 855-FREEDOM, that's 855-FREEDOM. And if you're active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, or you work in the medical profession, you'll get $1,000 off the one-time entry fee, $1,000 off. All right. Now, today is an example why Congress's approval rating is at 20%. It doesn't take a polling expert to tell you that a majority of Americans want Washington to work on solving their own problems that make their lives better, not on advancing their own beltway careers through noisy, never-ending spectacles of partisan theater. And Americans know the drill by now. Career politicians, they yell, they hold hearings, they call on witnesses, they make themselves look busy, and then they don't do a thing of actual substance to help the very people who elected them in the first place. And no ordinary citizen thinks for a second that congressional Democrats are making a principled stand for a Constitution they've readily ignored through 8 years of the Obama administration and executive overreach. Now, voters see how the political establishment treats the Constitution as a tool of evidence, useful to praise at times, then easily ignored when it gets in the way. Everybody knows today's performance is about one thing and one thing only, power. And he who has it wins. Congressional Democrats don't even pretend anymore to care about governing. And they don't want to fix our broken immigration system. They don't want to rebuild our infrastructure. They don't want jobs. They don't want trade. They don't want manufacturing. They don't want anything the American people want and Washington needs to fix. They don't want it. So consequently, what we're seeing with Washington's do-nothing, business-as-usual, insider political circus is doing nothing but help re-elect Donald Trump. The swamp has proved that they have not listened to a single word that's been said by our president, by our people, we the people. They work for us, remember. They work for us, we the people. Never mind Jerry Nadler. Never mind Adam Schiff. Never mind Chuck Schumer. Never mind Nancy Pelosi. They do not have your best interests in mind. They do not. What they do have in mind is lining their own pocketbooks as fast and as deep as they can. How could somebody go to Congress and less than 5 years later, they go in there as an average Joe worth $200,000, $300,000, maybe $500,000, and 5 years later, or maybe less, suddenly they're a multimillionaire? How can anybody do that and then try to lecture us on how bad we've got it? They get paid by lobbyists, whether they do what they want or not. They get paid by lobbyists up to $500 every time somebody walks in the office. I can go into somebody's office until hell freezes over, and every time I go in, take my checkbook and write $500 out, and it's legal for those guys and gals. And that's what they do. Every day, a different lobbyist comes in. $500, $500, $500. 5 days in a week, office open 5 days in a week. That's $2,500, isn't it? So think about that. Think about that. And yeah, Flip, they've got Imans now that are delivering prayers in the House of Representatives. Freedom of religion, or whatever it is they're using it under, whatever the premise is. But, yeah, they're doing it. They're doing it. Not much we can do about it, my friend. You don't like it? Got to vote these people out. And hello, Christine. How are you doing down there in Sarasota? Hope you're having a great day. You're going to have to join us for lunch one of these times, maybe next month on June the 6th when we come back to Mixon Farms. So there you go. And if your daughter's home from college, bring her along. Okay. And Ron is chiming in from Michigan, Ron Edwards. He said the Democrats just want to kill America. Yeah, they do. They want to fundamentally transform America. They want to do exactly what they said they were going to do to begin with. By the way, down there in Bradenton, Sarasota, check out Mixon Farms. Check out the Groveside Cafe at Mixon Fruit Farms. Check out one of their great sandwiches they've got there, their renowned Cuban sandwich. Also, the slow-cooked pot roast. Oh, boy, I'm going to make myself hungry. The amazing Superman sandwich, the nightclub sub, the forklift burger, the bacon, lettuce, and tomato loaded with double rows of bacon. Oh, wow. Too bad they're not open for breakfast or I'd be down there early. But anyway, 2525 27th Street, South Bradenton, Florida. And we'll be there in June again for our Have Lunch with the Captain series. In the meantime, moms, happy Mother's Day to each and every one of you. And hopefully they'll take you out for a nice dinner. You won't have to do anything Sunday. Just kick back, relax, and enjoy the day. Meanwhile, I will be back Monday morning, bright and early, 2 a.m. across the country, broadcasting live from these stations here in Tampa, Florida, on our network. God bless America. Have a great day.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.